America Weekend.
Well, hello. Thank you for coming along to America Weekend on this weekend, whatever you're up to. Always a pleasure spending time with you. I'm Valerie Smaldone. We've got all kinds of interesting news, information, entertainment, interviews, opinions all over the program today. So I hope you'll stick around and maybe you'll even, you know, listen with a friend or tell a friend that America Weekend is on the radio. Wherever you're listening, we appreciate it. You know, I have a segment on the program called News You May Have Missed, right? You know that. It's one of my favorite little segments to have for you on the program. So I like to talk about food, the good, the bad, the ugly of food. We'll get to the good stuff in a moment. I have a very good and interesting ice cream flavor story coming up. But first, let's get to business because there has been a recall that you may want to know about. There's always a recall, but this one is a big one. Federal and state health officials are investigating an outbreak of E. coli that has caused 38 cases of illness across 20 states, so it's a wide swath. 10 of those people have been hospitalized with really nasty symptoms, and because of this, General Mills has announced a voluntary recall of more than 10 million pounds of flour because it may be linked to the outbreak. That's, oh my goodness, that's a huge amount to recall, but just to be safe, because we wouldn't want anybody else to get ill. So half of the people who fell ill reported making something homemade with flour before they got sick. And some of them reported using a General Mills brand of flour. So the flours that are being recalled that are affected are Gold Medal Flour, Wondra Flour, and Signature Kitchen's Flour. All three of these brands were sold at Safeway, Albertsons, Jewel, Shaw's, Vons, United, Randall's, and Acme. That pretty much covers like all of the supermarkets in the United States. Not all, but a good number. So if you have any of that flour sitting in your pantry, by all means, return it, get it out of the house, and don't use it, because that would be very nasty for you to undergo that problem. Okay, so I promised you some good news after the bad news, after the business, and everybody likes to talk about ice cream, especially in the summer, especially in the warm months. It's one of those great traditions later in the day to go out for an ice cream cone or something in a cup, or, you know, when the nice guy and the truck comes rolling down the street with that cute little tune, the kids run out to get a flavor or two. You know, usually it's vanilla, it's chocolate, it's strawberry, the big three. Well, there's a new ice cream flavor that's getting a little bit of traction this summer called, it's Jet Black Coconut Ash Ice Cream. It's black. So it's not chocolate, but it's just black. And the company is Morgan Stern's Finest Ice Cream. They have created this unusual flavor. It's not licorice flavored. You know, it's deceiving when you see the black. I guess you'd think chocolate first, but a really dark chocolate, then you might think licorice. No, this is called coconut ash. And that's why it gets that jet black color and a nice sweet coconut flavor. And there's nothing better than coconut. It's delicious. How do they make this? Well, the creator, Nick Morgenstern, said it's charred and processed remains of a coconut shell. How they thought of this, I do not know. But they charred a coconut shell, and the activated charcoal is something organic that's been charred and processed with high heat, so it behaves like a filter. So the question posed to this gentleman was, how did he come up with this idea to turn it into an ice cream flavor? And he says he's been playing around with coconut ash for a while. Sure, that's what I do when I have nothing else to do. I play with coconut ash and turn it into ice cream. So that's the new flavor of the summer. Jet black colored coconut ash ice cream. That's what you get here at America Weekend, all the latest news. Hey, if you have any news you'd like to share about food or anything else, reach out for me on Facebook and or on Twitter. You can reach me at Valerie Smaldone on Twitter, on Instagram, on Pinterest. You'll find me. Thanks for joining us on America Weekend. I'm Valerie Smaldone. Like so many people I know, I have trouble falling asleep. Something's never quite right, and usually it's my position in the bed. It's been an ongoing frustration until recently when I met Mike Lindell and tried his creation, MyPillow, because it's fit for me. The MyPillow doesn't flatten, it doesn't get hot and stuffy, the patented fill stays where you put it, and what's ingenious about MyPillow is that it's fit to your specs depending on how you sleep, on your back, on your side, your size even. I don't have that anxiety anymore when I go to bed because I know that with MyPillow it will be a pleasant sleeping experience. I'd love for you to try this. I have a super offer for you today. Buy one MyPillow and they give you one for your partner free. Not worth spending another night frustrated by your lack of sleep. Call 800-867-0058. Use promo code AW or go to MyPillow.com, promo code AW. 800-867-0058, promo code AW. Do it today.
Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn.
How do you handle success? You have two options.
First, you can play to not lose. You won't do it consciously. It's a subconscious reaction.
You start playing it safe. You stop making the aggressive plays it took to get momentum on your side. You let fear drive you.
And guess what happens? Before you know it, you've lost the momentum you worked so hard to gain. It's even harder to get back. You end up losing the game.
Second, you can play to win. When success comes your way, you will push even harder.
You have the eye of the tiger, that killer instinct.
So you'll keep playing aggressively because you know it's only a matter of time before you win the game. That's big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
The Movie Man 6 second review starts now.
Funny, filthy, and completely up. Rogan and Efron make Neighbors 2 Sorority Rising worth pledging.
The Lonely Island's dope new movie is now playing. Andy Samberg is Connor for real and pop star. Never Stop, Never Stopping, rated R.